I was teaching operations management at a business school in Shanghai in the early summer of 2012. On the weekend of Duanwujie, Dragon Boat Festival, I stayed overnight in a Buddhist monastery on Zhouhuashan, translated as Nine Flower Mountain, in Anhui Province, about a six-hour drive from Shanghai. I traveled with Chinese friends who visited with four monks and translated our conversation. One of the monks who trained 4 years in the tea ceremony guided us through the thinking behind it and the experience. According to him, pleasure or pain comes from the attitude and attention of the heart. The process of drinking tea can be a training of the mind and heart. First, one expresses gratitude for the tea. Gratitude is expressed because there is life in everything. Life in the sense of the care that has been taken by all to create the things one uses or the food one eats. For example, the cup was made by someone and has their care within it. The tea was grown by someone, picked by someone, prepared by someone, shipped by someone, and so there are many lives involved in the simple act of drinking tea. Even the cup, while made of what appears to be inert matter to us, has a kind of life in it. When one drinks tea, a certain attitude of gratitude, attention, and intention is required, which gives the experience of drinking the tea a particular quality. The monk provided the example of the difference between one's feelings when your young child brings you a gift of a drink compared to the feeling one has when you simply consume a drink you have purchased. You will feel that the tea drink your child has provided tastes much better, and this is because of the attitude you have brought to the experience. So, one begins with gratitude for the life and care of all who made the tea possible. One drinks the tea with the intention and attention that it is very special. One grasps the cup in a certain way, then brings the cup to the nose to smell the tea. Then one takes a very small sip to taste the tea. Then one finishes the tea with a bit of a slurp. One repeats this with each small cup of tea, and thus it becomes a meditation that trains the heart in gratitude, attention, and the interdependent nature of tea and all of life. One can take this attitude to activities in daily life, thus creating an appreciative mindset that reduces one's suffering. Looking back at the experience now in the context of climate change, and the troubles we are facing in the world today, the lessons from this experience seem to me to be pertinent. One doesn't have to be religious to recognize the interdependent nature of our existence, nor to shift our attitude to one of gratitude and appreciation, even for the simplest things in life. If we were to do this, perhaps we wouldn't be so enamored with consumption and competition, and more concerned about caring for others, our cities, and the planet.